Hey, Daddy. I know I'm not supposed to call you at work, but I just miss you so much. You got home so late last night and left before I even woke up this morning. And the bed's so lonely without your body next to mine. To make matters worse, I woke up completely drenched. I'd been dreaming of you and your cock. You were sitting in my favorite chair. You know, the one you keep in your office next to the bookcase. I love seeing you sitting there, legs crossed, whatever sci-fi flavor of the month book you're reading resting on your lap, a cup of coffee going cold beside you. You look like every little girl's professor fantasy come to life, and I feel such pride knowing that you're all mine. My fantasy. In my dream, you're sitting there, legs spread apart just enough to let me slip between them. My head rests on your thigh, your rough jeans scratching against my soft cheek, and my fingers are trailing over your growing bulge. I can feel your cock throbbing against my fingertips, the heat of it searing my skin. I find your zipper and slide it down, revealing your boxers underneath. And your sharp intake of breath when the air hits the damp spot where you've already leaked through sends pleasure sizzling through my body, drawing my nipples into aching peaks. My movements lose all source of languid pace, and I hurriedly tug your pants down until your glorious cock is finally released. Ugh, your cock. Daddy, have I told you what your cock does to me? Your absolutely perfect cock. Just thinking about your cock, imagining the velvety feel of your head against my tongue and the lazy paths I could trace over your veins is enough to make my legs weak. And seeing it, feeling it, is enough to make my clit tingle in anticipation. And in my dream, with your cock bobbing in front of my mouth and a drop of pre-cum sliding down your head, I'm unable to resist such a sweet invitation. I slide my tongue over your head, lapping up the pre-cum and savoring the flavor. I move my lips up and down your shaft, pressing soft kisses against your hot skin. Nuzzling my face into the base of your beautiful cock and inhaling your musk. My hand slips from your thigh to cradle your balls, rolling them softly across my palm. They're so heavy in my hand, filled with your precious cum, I'm so desperate to feel overflowing my mouth and spilling onto my chest. The thought alone brings another arrow of lust through my body, and I trail my lips back up your shaft to finally envelop your head in my mouth. Your flavor is so intense, and I can't help but moan, and I feel your fingers spearing into my head as you take control. You let me explore you as long as your patience allowed, but now this is about your pleasure. And you'll use me in whatever manner necessary to achieve it. My eyes water as you thrust your cock into my mouth, and I scramble to find my balance as you drive in and out. The sting in my scalp increases as you force me to take your cock further with every stroke, my moans fading as my mouth is completely stuffed with your thick cock. And with one final thrust, your cock swells, and my mouth is filled with your hot, sticky cum. You hold my head in place, your cock pulsing against my tongue as you drain yourself into me, and I suck greedily, desperate for every drop. When you finally pull your cock free and remove your grip on my hair, before I can even mourn the loss of you, you've grabbed me firmly by the jaw, holding my mouth open so that you can inspect your handiwork. You tell me to swallow, releasing my face, and I do so with pleasure, reveling in the look of satisfaction that crosses your face when I present you with my empty mouth. that's where my dream ended. And I woke up with the taste of your cum still coating my tongue. So, do you think you could come home early, Daddy? Please?